Thank you, band. Who's having a fun day? Woo! All right. So if you haven't got your Hear a Word sheet, come and get it now. Now, I saw some kids, they heard Jesus during the song and they were putting it down. It only starts now, all right? So if you've got that, scratch it out. So just to give you a good... So we're on the clock now, all right? So unicorn. Okay. There you go. It was December 1979. It was coming up to Christmas. I knew it was coming up to Christmas because I was told Santa's spies were watching. And I was on my best behavior because I knew what it meant to stay on the right side of Santa's spies. It was a week out from the end of school. The grade one Christmas play was forming at Lugano Public School. And Miss Redmond said, "I need someone to paint the reindeers." Because I knew Santa's spies were watching. And I got the job. Shoulders back, chest out. "Give me the paint, Miss Redmond. I am all over this." And so I'm thinking, how hard could this be? Until she brings out this box of paint and says, "You know how to mix brown, don't you, Craig?" Yeah. How hard could it be? So you get a bit of yellow and you squeeze it in. And a bit of blue, squeeze it in, and a bit of green. And you just keep squeezing and stirring, squeezing and stirring. And do you know what you're doing? Do you want some help? No. Because what you know is when you're 6 years old, this is game on. And so I kept adding yellow and red and blue and green and stirring and stirring. And instead of about 100 mils of brown reindeer paint, I ended up with about 2.5 litres of a greeny black substance. The grade one reindeers were never the same. And you see, because my pride took over and there was no way I wanted anyone's help. So do you know what you do when you know you're wrong but you want to keep pressing on? "That's brown." So you keep asking, you know, so there was this part of me that I just wanted to press on. No, this is reindeer brown. Pride was, I knew that this was not right, but I kept pressing on. And eventually it all came crashing down. And Miss Redmond had to say, "That is not brown. That's a blacky, greeny thing. And we will scare children if we paint our reindeers that colour." Have you ever tried shooting for the stars? I think we've had a problem with you. Have you ever tried shooting for the stars? But instead, you came crashing to the ground. The reindeer brown of 1979 was my crashing to the ground moment. And while the counselling has helped, I'm still not quite over it. Have you ever tried shooting for the stars? We came crashing to the ground. That was my problem. My intentions were good. But as things went on, this became about ego and pride, and I wasn't going to lose. In fact, I was going to press on. And you know, that's exactly what happened to our friends in Babel. You see, This was a group of people that found themselves in this place. It was after the flood. They found themselves in this place called Babel. And what they wanted to do, they were proud of themselves. They all got on well. They were a unified bunch. And they said, we need to do something nice for our city. And I suppose I'm just trying to picture around the board table in their council chambers. And someone said, look, let's do something nice. And someone said, how about we build a tower? How about we do something that signifies how good we are? And so they started to build this tower. And I can just imagine the discussions going a little bit further. Let's not just make it any tower. Let's make it a tower so big that everyone gets to see it. In fact, we can make a name for ourselves. And so what happened was this snowballed. And ego and pride started to take over. And what started off as something nice, they then said, let's actually build a tower that reaches all the way to heaven. Now that was a game changer. Because when they said we're going all the way to heaven, what were they really saying? They're saying, actually, we can find our own way to heaven. Actually, we can really be our own God. We can get to heaven on our own. What started out as a nice idea snowballed into this theological minefield where the people of Babel thought they could get to God and get to heaven on their own. You know, while I don't see anyone building any towers of Babel, I actually reckon there's a part of us that still functions the same way. We all, at times, have tried to build a tower, thinking that will get us to God. If I'm good enough, maybe I'll be able to get to heaven. If I do this a little bit more, that will build my tower. If I hang out with those people, God will love me. If I give up this, if I stop doing that, if I be nice to them and I say no to that, then maybe I'll be ready for heaven. All little things that we use or have said or done to build our own tower. So God saw this pride and ego, what had started as something nice in Babel, had become this crazy idea. And he could not let it stand. And in fact, he saw what the people had become. That if they think that through a large tower they can get to heaven, they have lost the plot. And so he says he destroys the tower and he scatters the people. And the Bible says that He gave them different languages because he thought if they can do this, they can do anything. And it's not that I don't want them to do anything, but they're doing the wrong thing. The idea that they're promoting is not what my heart's desire is. And so he scatters the people. You know, as you see from the beginning of time, God wired us with a heart for heaven, that something would be inside us. We would be trying our best efforts to get to Him. Because heaven is our home, amen? Heaven's where we belong and heaven's where we should be. Walking close to God is our life's purpose. But when God shattered the Babel dream, it wasn't to say you can't come to me. He was really saying, you don't have to do that to come to me. Friends, here's the good news this morning. If you remember one thing, here's the good news. It's not what we do. It's what God has done. I'll say it again. It's not what we do to try and get to heaven. It's what God has done. There is no need for a tower. Oh, mercy. I'm just thinking if I was in the deep south in America and said something like that, I'd have some old ladies going, well, I'd have the old men going, yeah, preach it. There is no need for a tower. Gee. Right. All go and have some Kentucky Fried Chicken for lunch. And some mashed potato, all right? Gee, who's hungry now, all right? Friends, it's not what we do to get to heaven. It's what God has done. And in fact, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 spells this out as simple as it could be. Let's read it together because if you want to know what the Christian faith is all about. It's all summed up in these two verses. Tattoo it to your heart. Let's read it together. For it is by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. This is a gift from God, not by works, so no one can boast. All right? So this is by grace. It's nothing we can do, but it's what God has done. All right? So heaven is by grace alone. All right, grace is this act of love that God poured out on all people. You know, he loved us so much that he poured out this love. It's not because of anything we've done to deserve it. And in fact, it goes further than that. Even when we didn't deserve it, God loved us enough. You know, Jesus is our tower. Jesus is our way to heaven. We don't need to build anything else. Remember, this is good news, all right? Jesus is our tower. Jesus has paid the price for all of us so that we can live forever with God. If you are building your own tower, break it down and make Jesus your tower today. There's verses that confirm this. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love for us in that while we're still sinners, while we didn't deserve it, Christ died for us. You can read those other ones there as well. Etch these, write them down, take a photo of them because this is the good news story this morning. All right? We are saved. We will have heaven as our home because of God's grace, his love for us. All right? But that Ephesians 2, 8, 9 said, is by grace you've been saved through faith, right? So heaven is by faith alone. It is nothing that we do other than faith. And you know what? I love this concept of faith. The reason I love it is because it puts us all on a level playing field. It's not about how much you have. It's not about how smart you are. You don't need to reach a certain level of academia to get to heaven. It doesn't matter what color you are, black, green, purple, white, pink, or mauve. Faith makes us even playing field. Faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin is the key to heaven. And verses back that up here. Friends, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that Christ, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Is that good news to you this morning?
Yes.
Unicorn. That is good news, isn't it? That is good news. And the great news is we do not need to build our own tower. And if you're anything like me, there was a time when I kept trying to build my own tower. I kept trying, if only I would do this more. If only I could get that sorted. Friends, we don't need a tower because Jesus is our tower. I'm going to invite the band to come up. Because, friends, I think this is a celebration this morning. And so the band's going to play a song. And it might be that you want to just come forward this morning and celebrate this concept. Maybe you figured this out ages ago and you just want to say this morning, thank you, God, that you sent Jesus to be my tower to heaven. There might be people here this morning that's hearing this for the first time and goes, far out. I've been going about this all the wrong way. And today is a day when you go, you know what? I want to leave my tower here at the front. And I want to accept Jesus Christ. If that's you, well then someone can come and pray with you. Or it might be that you've just got a little bit out of alignment. Because I think when you get out of alignment, you start to try and just do things your own way. And maybe today is that just bringing you back into alignment. So we're just going to have this time of worship where we just allow God to touch our hearts. So if you need to come, I encourage you to come. But let's celebrate this morning that Jesus is our strong tower. So as the band plays and we sing together, why don't you come and join me in this celebration? Let's sing.